Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Zayin. We begin about a third of the way down already at the two dots. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. So we have a new statement over here that Rabba Bar Rav Huna says the name of Rav. Hapas she'ifsha. If you have a piece of, now pas literally means bread, that's how we normally translate it, the word pita, pas. However, here it's not necessarily that it's talking about a piece of chametz versus a piece of matzah. You have something that is unrecognizable in the way it is that it's spoiled. Hapas she'ifsha. So you have a piece of bread that you're not sure whether this was matzah or this was chametz, and now it's spoiled. So, kivan shirovso matzah, since most of the time, this box that you found, this piece of bread, again, their matzahs were much more similar to bread than our matzahs were. Our matzahs are flat, thin pieces. Their matzah was often in the form of like a lafa or a pita, and it was much larger and bigger, and therefore you couldn't necessarily tell the difference by looking at something, whether it's matzah or whether it's chametz. In fact, the same is true of matzah today. Even our matzahs, they could perfectly be chametz, even though they have the appearance and look of something that is matzah. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna says the name of Rab, that when you have a box, which is sometimes used for chametz, and it's sometimes used for matzah, so he says, kivan shirov so matzah, Rashi explains, the majority usage, because Okadaita was suggesting now, im nishtamshu b'tevazu matzah yoser b'chametz. If the majority usage of this container that you're holding this matzah in, this pas in, is normally used for matzah, so azlilan bosor ruba umuteris. So then, you can assume that this is in fact matzah, and it isn't something that is also bahanoah. So kivin shirov so matzah muteris. You are allowed to go and use this matzah that is ifsha, that is somewhat spoiled. What's the case? Hechi Damagor says, if you know for a fact that it's chametz, so then how does it help you? The fact that most of the time the box is used for matzah, if you know that this is chametz, how does it help you that most of the time it's used for matzah? Of course it'll be awesome. Obviously then, Elo, Deloya Dinan ba I chametzu I matzu. So obviously it's a suffix. You don't know whether this was chametz or this was matzah. So then, why again, my irya kirov so matzah? Why would you say, oh, if the majority uses a matzah, then you can assume that this is matzah. If the majority uses chametz, then you have to assume it's chametz. No. Even if you were to say that the majority uses was for chametz, why should that impact anything? My irya kirov so matzah, why would you tell me that we can only assume that it's matzah if the majority uses was for matzah? Even afilu kilorov so matzah, even if the majority uses was not for matzah, so nami. Nazil Basa Basra. We should go here after what it was last used for. That's more important than the majority usage. So, Hechidami, the Gemara says, what's going on over here that you're telling me only it's because Kivin Shirovsa Matzah that it's Muteris? Even if it wasn't Rovsa Matzah, but if the last usage was for Matzah, that should be enough. After all, Milo Tanan, I can show you that we go after the last usage more than the majority usage from the following Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shkolim, which we learn in Sechus Shkolim when we finish Psachim. Sechus Shkolim is the only Yerushalmi that we learn as part of the Dafyomi schedule, which is normally only Bavli. In any event, we're going to learn in Shkolim, Mos, if you find money, Shinimtsu Lufnei Sochre Behema, and you find it in Yerushalayim in front of people that sell animals. Now, the major purpose of animals being sold in Yerushalayim was to bring his korbanos. And most of the funds that were used to purchase animals were Maisa Shady funds. Certainly around the Regalim, people would use their funds that they brought up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, as Maisa Shady funds. So they would purchase, you had to, famous Klal Uprat Uklal, what you're allowed to go and use your funds for. So one of the ideal ways to spend your Maisa Shady money is to buy Korban Shlomim and to use it in that fashion. So any money that's found certainly around the sellers of the animals, around the regel, is certainly presumed to be Maisa Sheni funds. But even the rest of the year, if it's right around the sellers of the animals, so we have to presume that this was Maisa Sheni funds that the owners did not get a chance to use up during the Shlosh Regalim. How many animals can you eat? And therefore, they would give it to their friends, or they would exchange it for people who lived in Yerushalayim to go purchase Shlomim all year round. And therefore, any money that you find around the Sochre Behema is always presumably Olam, is presumed to be Maiser Sheni money. That's what Rashi tells us. By the way, whenever we have the Gemara Maiser, Stam Maiser, it almost always means Maiser Sheni. If it means Maiser Rishon, it would normally tell us Maiser Rishon. So that's the first statement that the Mishnah in Shkolim tells us. If you find money around the Socher Behema all year long, not only around the Golem, you assume it's Maaseh Sheni money. He says, if you find it on the Har HaBayis itself, up on the top of the Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash is, where the Azara is, if you find any money over there, there you can assume it's always going to be Chulin, because there the majority of the funds are going to be Chulin. Whether it's around the Regolim, or whether it's not around the Regolim, you can assume, therefore, that it's Chulin. As Rashi points out, afilu b'shas regel. This is true even during the times of the regel, the shlosh regolim, because sheyesh mos mimaiser merubim b'Yerushalayim mimos chulin. While in Yerushalayim, we assume then that the maiser sheni funds around the regolim, not around the socher behema. Socher behema is always maiser, but in the rest of Yerushalayim, then you just look at it. What's more common around the regolim? It's more likely if you find money anywhere in Yerushalayim, it's maiser sheni money. But the rest of the year, it's more likely there's going to be chulin money. Because as Rashi says, Shvok Yerushalayim ho asuyim l'skabed b'chol yom mipnei hatit. They would sweep them every day. So it would depend when you were. Whatever is around right now is probably post-sweeping. So therefore, if it's around the Regolim, so it's going to be Maaseh Sheni funds. If it's not around the Regolim, they probably swept away all the dust and would have found any money from the Regolim. So therefore, the rest of the year, it's not Maaseh Sheni funds. That's in the rest of the streets of Yerushalayim. However, Rashi says, Avol Har HaBayis, we're two lines into the widest lines in the Rashi. Avol Har HaBayis mitoshu meshupa. It's on an angle, it's slanted somewhat. V'aruach mechabdosu, and the wind blows it from the dust me'afaru. Therefore, you have to presume that all year long, it's going to have the same likelihood of having non-Maaseh Sheni money. Oh, chain adam nichnas biavak shagavi raglav. People would take off their shoes, so it's not as dusty up there. Vein osril is kabed, and it didn't have to be swept every day. Alma, when you find something up on the harabayis, behold, dover osril is kabed aminon kamay kamay ozdu. Normally, we say if something is swept, then whatever was there previously was swept away, and now it's the most current stuff. However, on the harabayis, that's not true, and therefore on the harabayis, it always is prums bichulim. And then the Mishnah continues, which we already learned in the Rashi, Yerushalayim, it depends because of the sweeping. If this, it's Mishas HaRegel, so then you can assume it's Maaseh Sheni because they swept away all the Chulin. If it's the rest of the year, Mishayim Maaseh Shana, so they sweep it every day, so then you assume any Maaseh Sheni from the regel has been swept away and found, and now anything there is Chulin. Now, here's the diuk over here between this Mishnah and the question that we raised before. Why are you telling me you look at the majority usage of this box, you should look at the most recent usage of the box? The Omer Rav Shmaya Bar Zera, he said about this Mishnah in Shkolim, what's the reasoning, my taima, what's the reasoning if you find funds around the Regolim in the Shvaki Yerushalayim, there we assume it's Maaseh Sheni funds. And if you find it the rest of the year, then we assume that the Maaseh Sheni funds were swept away, and right now, the only funds that there are non-Maaseh Sheni funds. So Rav Shmaya Bar Zera says, "Hoel v'shuki Yerushalayim asuim l'skabim hoyom." Since they sweep those streets every day, so kama kama are gone. Whatever was there previously is gone. Alma aminon kamoi kamoi azlele v'hani achrini ninu. We say that whatever was there previously has been swept away, and now you're seeing what is extant right around now. So the rest of the year, it's not going to be Maaseh Sheni funds. And the Gemara says that's the raya to our case as well with the pas sheivsha, hochanami. So too over here, nemo. We should say kamo kamo ozil. Any chometz that you had over here was used up, and now the only thing that should be left in this pas sheivsha v'hai do idnahu. It's from the most recent stuff, which would of course be kosher lePesach stuff because you got rid of all your chometz. So therefore, if you find this pas sheivsha and you can't tell what it is, we should look at what the time is right now. It's Pesach, so Mistam it's Matzah, and not say, well, the majority usage all year long was Chametz, so therefore it's Chametz. No, if the majority usage all year long was Chametz, or the majority usage all year long was Matzah, it's irrelevant. You should look at it what it is right now. That's what Rav Shmaya Bar Zera uses the Mishnah and Shkolim to bring a raya against what we just said, that you look at what is the majority usage. Shmuel says, no, there's a difference. Shiny Hocha, the Ipusha Mochiach Ilave. No, the whole idea that it's spoiled, that proves that it has to have been here for a while. And therefore, you can't say that this is the most recent stuff. It's spoiled. So by definition, it may be from a week or two ago, which could mean that it's chametz. Where it says, if you're telling me because it's spoiled, that suggests that it's been here for a while and it's actually chametz, so then how does it help us? Kirov samatsa. Then even if the majority uses is matzah, my have they, so then how does that help us to say that this should therefore be matzah? If you're telling me the majority usage is the critical factor, so we don't care that it's spoiled, it doesn't mean that it's been there for a long time. But if you're telling me the spoilage suggests that it's been there for a long time, and that's why it's chametz, so how does it help that is rough so matzah? So Rav says, Taki, you're right. So the first statement that we made at the beginning of this year, that Amar Rav Rav Huna, Amar Rav, he says, HaPash Ivsa, Kivin Shir Rav So Matzah Muteris, is not correctly understood the way we did. Elo Amar Rav, Rabba says, Lo Tema Shir Rav So Matzah. Don't say it's the majority usage of the matzah that determined it. Elo Ema Shir Rabu Yemei Matzah Ilove. We're dealing here that it is enough into Pesach that the likelihood of this being spoiled chametz is low because we're enough days into Pesach, Shirabu Yemei Matzah Ilove, that the chances are that even matzah would have spoiled already on Pesach. That's why we're assuming Shirabu Yemei Matzah Ilove, not Shirabu So Matzah that the majority usage was. But now, since we're into Pesach enough days, so chances are if it's spoiled, it's already matzah that's spoiled. Again, their matzah was softer and spoiled. Our matzah can stay in a box for a year. That's what we make our Erev Tchumim, we make our Erev Chatzeros. We use matzah because it doesn't spoil and we can guarantee that it will still be around. Gemara says, however, this is not a good teretz, that you're telling me that the majority of the days of Pesach have gone by, so mistama, it's matzah that's spoiled. So Yehachib Shittas, why would we need Rabba Barav Huna, Amar Rav, to tell us that if you find pas at the end of Pesach, that mistama, it is pas? Gemara says, no. Lotzricha de ifusha meruba. We're dealing here a case where it's really, really spoiled. It is so spoiled that I might have thought, Mao de Tema, Kivan de ifusha meruba, since it is so spoiled. So this couldn't have happened just during the days of Pesach, and Mistama, it happened from before Pesach. And therefore, Igloya milsa devade chametz ma'ayuhu. And therefore, this is absolutely pure chametz that is spoiled now, but it's pure chametz and you're not getting hanor from it. That's what I might have thought. Kibon difusha meruba, it's chametz and not matzah. The chiddush of Rav, that Rabba Barav Huna said in the name of Rav, is kamash balon. Kibon shirabu yimei matzah ilavi, since enough days of Pesach have gone by, so then we still assume that the ifusha Rabba was because of the additional matzahs that you baked for Pesach. Amrina, we say, koyom of yoma, every day you put in namo chamima offer. Every day you baked fresh new matzah and you put it in this box, and the heat of each of these additional pieces of matzah that you put in there on the original matzah that was there, ushudai ladit, when you put the additional heated matzahs on this, so it caused it to spoil faster, the afshutfei, and therefore you might have thought that if it was so spoiled, it must have been a proof that it was chametz. No. Kamash Malan, that because of the additional matzahs you put in there, every day you're putting in new hot matzahs to eat matzah on Pesach, so therefore we can still say that Shirabu Yemei Matzah Ilave. That's the Chiddush of Rabba Barav Huna Amar Rav. Mark continues. So what you've just showed us is that the halacha lemaisa is that we go after the most recent item and not after the majority. We said, don't learn like we originally did, Shiravsa matzah, that there was more matzah usage. That's not the critical criteria. The way we explained it was you go after the most recent. So Gemara says, Umiyaz Levan Basa Basa. Really? Is that true? Do we go and look at the last thing? Is that really the important criteria? But Tanya, we learn the Braisa, Rivyozi Rehuda Omer. Rivyozi Rehuda told us that if you find in a teva is a chest. So teva, shinishtam shuba mos, chulin umos meiser. You have a box. Sometimes this box you put in it chulin money, and sometimes you put in it meiser sheni money. We're assuming right now that you don't put both in at the same time, because otherwise they would be mixed. So right now we're saying this box, sometimes it's your wallet, and sometimes you put in your wallet meiser sheni funds, and you take them out, and then at other times you put in there chulin money, and you take it out. But you never put meiser sheni and chulin money together. So if you have this box that has usage for both sometimes meiser sheni money and sometimes chulin money at separate times, so we say you look at the majority usage. In rov chulin, if the majority usage of this box was to put in chulin funds, so then any funds that you find in there, halachically you can assume a chulin. If, however, in Rov, Meiser, if the majority usage of this box was to put in Meiser Sheni funds, so then we have to presume any money in it is Meiser. So you look at the majority usage of the box. So the Gemara asks, if what we just learned is right, you look after the most recent usage, so then this Braisa contradicts that. After all, the Braisa says that you look to see the majority usage in Rov, Chulin, Chulin, in Rov, Meiser, Meiser, Vamai. Why is that so? We just learned lezel baser basra. You should look after the last usage. So even though the majority usage may have been meiser, if the last usage was cholin and you find money there, you should assume it's cholin, and vice versa. Even if the majority usage was for cholin, but the last usage was for meiser and you find money there, you should have to assume it's meiser. From the fact that this brisa contradicts that, it's a kasha on our statement that azlinon baser basra. You look after the last usage. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, that's incorrect. Because you know what we're talking about with this box? Hakav Mayaskinan. We'll have three terutzim over here. The first one is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. He says, Kagon, Shnishtamshu Bamos Chulin Umos Maiser. The box didn't have a last usage. It constantly was used for both Mos Chulin and Mos Maiser. Not at the same time. But we don't know which was the last one used. So therefore, it's an unknown. And that's why, in the situation where you don't know what the last usage was, so then you can rely upon the majority usage. Imrov chulin, so then you can say it's chulin. Imrov meiser, then you can say it's meiser. Because you don't know what the last usage was. But if you did know what the last usage was, Amar Nachum Yitzchak, he would say, azlinon basar basra. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Zidomar, kigon shenishtam shuba tziburin tziburin. Simultaneously, at the same time, Rashi says, shomaisa b'zov azu, b'sholchul b'zov azu, u'biyom echad. Rashi says, simultaneously, you used it for both maiser and for chulin. You kept them piled up, so they're in little bags, little bundles. This coin you put your maiser funds, in this coin you put your chulin funds, and now one coin somehow got out, and that's the coin that you find. So we don't know what the last usage was because both of them were the last usages through tziburin, tziburin. And therefore, that's why the Braisa tells us you go after the majority usage. Imrov kulachulin, imrov maisa maisa, but only in this unique case where you're using it for both simultaneously and therefore there's no basra. Third teretz, rapapa amar. Again, whenever you have amar, ravzvid, amar, rapapa, it means they're arguing with the previous teretz. When you say ravzvid, amar, rapapa, amar, they're just giving an additional scenario, an additional perspective, lav dafka, that they're arguing with the previous answers. There's nothing wrong with the answer that Rav Nachman Yitzchak gave. There's nothing wrong with the answer Rav Zvid gave. Rapapa is just giving us a different scenario that would explain this as well, why we don't say Azlina Basa Basra, and Rapapa's answer is Kagon de Ishkak de Guma. There's a little crevice, a little hole at the bottom of this box, and one of the coins slipped into this hole, and you find it there. So therefore, it's not in the normal place that it's used, and you can't say you go after the last usage, because this could have been there for months. This could have been there for a long period of time from a previous usage. So in this situation, we leave behind Azlina, our principle of Basa Basra, and in fact, we have to go after the majority. And therefore, Imrov chulin, chulin, Imrov meiser, meiser, for this coin that you find in this little guma, in this little hole in the bottom of the box. Now we go and discuss the bedika again. We go back to discussing the bedika and what bracha do you make on the bedika. And the rest of the shiur will be discussing the bracha that you make on the bedika. Rav Yehuda tells us, habodek, when one does the bedika as chames, tzorich shivarach, you have to go and make a bracha. What bracha do you make? So we have a lot of different girsos over here. I'm just going to leave the girsos that we have in our Gemara. On the side, he brings down that Riff and the Rush and a slightly different girsos and other girsos. We'll just leave the Gemara, the girsos that we have. So the Gemara says, what bracha do you make? Rav Papi, Amar Mishmei de Rava. Rav Papi says in the name of Rava, either you have the word Omer here or you don't have the word Omer here. The gear says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu mitzvot tzivanu, leva'er chametz. Use the lashon of leva'er, that we will go and burn chametz in the future tense. We're about to do this action. Rav Papa Amar, Mishmei de Rava. Instead, Rav Papa says the name of Rava. First one was Rav Papi in the name of Rava. This is Rav Papa in the name of Rava. The gear says, asher kitshanu mitzvot tzivanu, al bir chametz. Which should sound familiar because that's the gear that we, of course, take. Now, if you're dealing with bilivayer, if the bracha was a shekshem tzivanu levayer chametz, then everybody would agree kuliyama lo pligi divadai lehaba mashma that you make the bracha over lasiyosan. It's a principle we're going to discuss a little bit later today that you always make a bracha right before the action you're about to do. If you're going to take a glass of water, you hold the glass of water in your right hand and you're drinking it for thirst purposes. So you make shekol niyeh bivaro and then you drink. So it has to be what we call over lasiyosan right before you do the action. That's when you make the bracha. So if the Lashon is Levayer Chametz, so everybody would agree, both Rav Papi and Rav Papa would agree that that definitely is Mashma, Devade Lehabo Mashma. That implies an action that you're about to do. Return to Yom Beis. However, they have a Machlokas, Ki Pligi, on the Lashon of Baal Bior. If a person would say, Hashem Shem Tzivanu, al bir chametz. So does that mean something that you've already done, or is it something that you are about to do? So mar sovar meikara mashma. Rapapi, according to the Gersa that we have, says it means al bir chametz that you did already in the past. Umar sovar, Rav Papa holds lehaba mashma, that the word al bir chametz means something you're about to do. And that's what they're arguing about. Now, in general, with brachos, we always like to have a chiddush. We always have to like a certain usage. We make it sometimes not the most obvious and easiest understanding. As we discussed in the Gemara and brachos, sometimes we bedafka want to have a point to teach. We have for hamotzi lechem in aretz, a famous machlokes b'silim b'shamay. Do you say motzi lechem in aretz or hamotzi lechem in aretz? And it was clear that if you said motzi, it would be perfectly good. So why did they have a machlokes hamotzi? Because they wanted to introduce certain other ideas. So to over here, without the Gemara going into it, when we use the lashon of al bir, even though Rav Papi says that it means in the past, so nevertheless, Rav Papa says, I think that's the lashon that we should do, because I say that it means lahaba mashma, and therefore that's the lashon that we want to use specifically to make this chiddush that it means lahaba. So we have this machlokis over here in regards to what does al bir chametz mean. Does it mean something that already happened, or is it going on something that will happen, past or future? So the Gemara says, Meisvei, I'll show you that this is not correct. When we say a bracha on a bris milah, brach, and when we say bracha, it means bracha to Hashem, Mokeinu Melech Olam, asher kiddushanu mitzvot zivanu al hamila. When a person makes the bris milah, the moel makes the bracha al hamila. Now, when does he do this? Right before you do the bris milah. So if you're going to say le moel or li moel, so then it would be fine. It would mean I'm about to do this. But according to Rav Papi, if you're making the bracha al hamila, it means you already did the mila. But he hasn't done the mila yet. So the nusach is incorrect. According to Rav Papi, who says al means in the past, but he hasn't done the bris mila yet. So therefore, he should say limo instead of saying al hamila. So Gemara says, Hasam hechinema. He says, no, how are you supposed to say this? If you're going to tell me the person should say the bracha, Asher kishon mitzvot zivanu, limol or lamul, whatever the lashon would be, nema lamul, lo sagya, the lav iu mohel. What? There's only one person that has to be the moel? The lashon of limol or lamul means that I have to go and do the bris milah, but anybody can go do the bris milah. So therefore, he has no choice, according to Rav Papi. You can't use the lashon of limol, but you have to use the lashon of al hamila, because it's talking in general about circumcisions, that this child is brought into the covenant of Avram Avinu, and al hamila goes on the mila in general. But he can't say the word lamul, because that implies that he's the only one that can do the bris mila. Shmuel says, well, what about the father? The father is the only one that should do the bris mila. It's only if the father can't that we have a moel do it. So then, according to you, if the father does it, so then, yeah, the mitzvah is upon him, lamul, so therefore, he should say the girsa lamul instead of al hamila. That's the question, according to Rav Papi. If you're right, then the father should say at least lamul. Shmuel says, yeah, Rav Papi says, yeah, that's exactly what the father should say. Everybody else, you can't say lamul because it implies that you're the only one that can do the mitzvah. So therefore, Rav Papi is fine. Try again. They are going to question Rav Papi from the following brisa. It says, when you're making a bracha on shechita, we know, bracha to Hashem, okay, machlam, shek, shem, tzavet, zivanu, al hashechita. You make the bracha right before you shech the animal, and you say al hashechita. So according to Rav Papa, that says, al hashechita connotes lehaba, so no problem. I'm about to do this shechita, al hashechita. But according to Rav Papi, he should say, lishchot. Right? He shouldn't be saying al hashechita. He should say lishchot it. So the Gemara says, no, same thing as we said with the mila. Hasanami, hechi naima. What should he say? Naima lishchot. Should the person who's doing the shechita say lishchot? What? He's the only one that has the chiv to do this? Lo sagid alav iu shachat. Nobody else is allowed to do this. He has to be the one that does the shechita. When you say lamul or lishchot, it implies that you're the only one that has this mitzvah. But that's not true. So the Gemara says, okay, great. Pesach v'kotchim, when the person has to bring his korban Pesach or his kotchim that he's obligated to bring, so then he is the only one that technically should be shechting it. If he can't shecht, he's allowed to give it over to somebody else to be a shliach, but they're functioning for him. So then, for the Pesach or kotchim that you shecht, you should say lishchot. How come you don't according to Rav Papi? So Rav Papi says, Enochanami. Yeah, if a person is shechting his own korban Pesach, he doesn't say ala shechita, he would say lishchot. Rav Papi's fine. Try again. Another kasha on Rav Papi. If a person makes a lulav for himself. Now, they used to have the custom that then when they would make the lulav and esrog, when they would bind the lulav together with the hadasim and the aravos, they would make a shechiyonu. Mevarech, shechiyonu, v'kimonu, v'yonu, l'zman hazeh, as a hech shemitzvah, they would say that this is the shechiyonu. We don't do it then, we make the shechiyonu when we actually take the netilas lulav, when we actually take it. But they used to do it sometimes when they would make the sukkah, when they make the lulav, they make a shechiyonu. So the Braisa tells us, if somebody's making the lulav before Sukkot even, when he takes the arba minim, he takes the lulav, the hadas, and the aravos, and he binds them together, he makes a shechiyonu at that point in time. Nitalo lot says bo, when he takes them, however, to fulfill the mitzvah, now it's the first day of Sukkot, and he's taking the lulav and esrog before minim, and he goes and wants to fulfill the mitzvah of netilas lulav, the bracha he makes at that point in time is, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kishon Mesav Etzivanu, Al Netilas Lulav. So our Papa, it's no problem. You're holding this right before you make the actual Netilas Lulav. You haven't yet done the mitzvah. You say, Al Netilas Lulav. Rav Papa says it means going forward. It means in the future. Perfect. No problem. But according to Rav Papi, if you say Al Netilas Lulav, it means the Netilas Lulav that you've already done, but you haven't done Netilas Lulav yet. Kashan Rav Papi. Again, Rav Papi says, no problem. Shiny awesome. This is also different. The be'idna, the agbeha, at the moment that you picked up the dalid minim, boom, you were yotze, nafak bey. So you can't say litol lulav. You can't use a different girsa because you're ready with yotze. So even Rav Papi says you have to say the girsa al netilas lulav because we've already done the mitzvah. Now, halacha l'maisa, this is a concern. And Tosus points out, and halacha l'maaseh is when we all know that when you pick up your lulav and esrog, so before your yotzei, you want to make the bracha, you turn your esrog upside down. So you're not taking them in the normal way that they're grown, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, that's what we do. Now, there are many other eitzes. You can take it in the wrong hand. You can hold them far away from each other. You can have kavana not to be yotzei. All of these things would make it that you're not yotzei as soon as you pick it up. But if you didn't do any of these, and you in fact picked them up correctly, so in this situation, the bo'idno, the hagbah, nafak bay. So Rav Papi would be 100% correct that you've already been yotzei the mitzvah, so how can you make a bracha on lehabah? You have to make the bracha on le'avar, and therefore that's why he says you make the bracha al netilas lulav. So Gemara says, ihachi, latzeis bo, if you're telling me that this is the right way to do it, don't say that the person picked up the lulav, right? We just said that the person picked up the lulav, that he's doing this, nitalo lotzeis bo, instead of saying he took it to go and fulfill the mitzvah, he shouldn't have said lotzeis bo, yotza bo mi boile. He should have said when the person picks it up and fulfilled the mitzvah, then he makes the bracha, al netilas lulav. So according to Rav Papi, the gears is wrong. Shmuel says, you're right, Taka. Einachanami, again, Rav Papi says, the exact same text I said before. You're right. You could have said it this way. And in fact, you should have said, Yotza bo mi boile. When the person picked it up, he already fulfilled the mitzvah, and he says, al netilas lulav. And you'd be 100% right. So why did it say over here, lotzeis bo? Because of parallelism. Because the next part of the Mishnah, keep on reading, mishum de koboy lemisna seifa leishe basukkah. Since the second part is talking about that he's going into the sukkah, he hasn't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Leishev Basukkah. And there, it has to be talking about that he's going in to do the mitzvah of Leishev Basukkah. So for parallelism, since there it says Leishev Basukkah, to go and do the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, so Tana Reisha Nami Lotzeis Bo. So the Reisha also uses the Lashon, which is not 100% accurate, of saying that he went to go Lotzeis Bo to do the mitzvah, even though Nitolo, he already did the mitzvah Yotzebo. As it says in the end of this, it's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. The Ktani Seif, it says over there in the end of the Braisa. Oh, says Sukkah Liatzmo, when a person makes his Sukkah, again, they had the custom that when they would make the Sukkah, they would make the Shechianu. We make the Shechianu in the Kiddush. It goes also on the Leishir Basukkah, on the Sukkah. So they used to have Oh, says Sukkah Liatzmo, if you make the Sukkah for yourself. The Mepharshim point out a Diak over here, it's only if you're making it for yourself. Likewise, when you were making the Lulav Netzuk, it's only if you're taking it for yourself. If you're making it for somebody else, you don't make a Shechianu. So when you're taking the making the sukkah for yourself, you make it that point in time, even before sukkah is, oh, my baruch atoshem, okay, machlam, shech, yon, vikim, yon, vikim, yon, zman, azeh. Fine. nichnatz leisheba. Oh, that's why the parallelism, when you go into the sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah of going into the sukkah and being in the sukkah on sukkahs, so then you make the bracha, baruch, at Hashem akim achlam, ashek Hashem asav zivanu, leisheba sukkah. So there, since in the seifa of this brisa, he had to use the lashon of nichnas leisheba, so in the reisha, Rav Papi says, we also use the gears of nitalo, latzesbo, rather than yotzebo. How do we paskin? What's the halacha lemaisa? Is it levayr chametz or is it al bir chametz? The Hilchos of the Gemara concludes al bir chametz. In fact, the correct girsa is, as we have it, of course, al bir chametz. Likewise, it's also al hamila and al hashchita. Now the Gemara says, "Dekuli amamia meikara ba'ina levaruche." Everybody clearly holds that the bracha should be done prior to doing the mitzvah. Meikara, before you do the mitzvah. Be'ina levrucha. You have to go and make the bracha. Where do we know this from? Minolan. So first we state the principle, the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, call a mitzvah v'varach aleim over l'siyosun, that before you do the mitzvah, you always make the bracha. That's the statement of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, teaching us this law. But where did he get it from? My mashma d'hai over lishna d'yakdumihu. Where do we know that when Yehuda, Amar Shmuel says you have to make it what we call over l'siyosun, that it means right before you do the mitzvah? Maybe it means after you did the mitzvah. So the Gemara gives us three terutzim over here. My mashma the high over lishno daktumihu. How do we know that the word over lasiosu means before you do the mitzvah you make the bracha? So the first teretz is Amar of Nachum Yitzchak the Amakra. The pasuk tells us when Nebuch Avshalom died, so people rushed to tell David HaMelech the news. We had this the other day. You shouldn't be rushing to go and tell people bad news, but sometimes people do. So the pasuk said the Amakra. It says in Shmuel Beis by Yoratz Achimatz Derech Achikar. The Kushi was desirous to tell David HaMelech that his son Avshalom died, so Achimatz ran ahead of him. And it says, Vayavor es HaKushi, he passed the Kushi. And therefore you see that over means before. He passed before him. And therefore, over Lasiyosin, we see this Lashon of Vayavor es HaKushi means right before. Alternatively, Abaya Mamihocha. Abaya says it's from the following pasuk. It says, "V'hu avay lufnehem." When Yaakov is going to meet up with Esav, one of the upcoming parashios, so in that situation, Yaakov goes ahead of his family. So it says, "V'hu avay lufnehem." He went ahead of them, before them. In other words, over means before them. Alternatively, you learn from the following pasuk from Micha. It says, "Vayavar Malkum lefnehem." The king goes in the front of his army, Hashem Beroshim, and Hashem goes in front of him. So therefore, "Vayavar Malkum" means in front of, before. So too, over Elasiyos means you do the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that there are times that that's not true. In Bei Rav Amrei, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they taught us the following, that it's not always true. They said that you always make the bracha over l'asiyosin, chutz min ha-tfilah, the shofar, with the exception of when a person immerses himself in the mikvah and when you're blowing shofar. Now, why these two? So Gemara says, I understand tfilah, bishlama tfilah, which Tosfos says is really talking about the tfilah of a ger, a person who's becoming a convert or a giores, so they can't make the bracha while they're still a non-Jewish person. So they have to first do the tefillah, become a yid, and then they can make the bracha. So bishlomo tefillah, dakate gavra lochozi. At that point in time, the person can't make the bracha. Tosfos says this might apply also. People don't want to make a bracha when they're unclean. They are not in a Torah state. They don't want to make the bracha. But he says it essentially all derives from the concept of geirus, for a tefillah of geirus. So, da'kate gabra lo chazi, the person can't make the bracha at that point in time, so we understand why by tefillah we have no choice. So you first do the tefillah, you do the immersion, and then you go make the bracha afterwards. But shofar, el shofar, my timer. Why should you make the bracha after you blow the shofar? Which of course is not what we do. El shofar, my timer, do you say blow the shofar and then make the bracha? You're going to tell me, v'chitema mishum duma mikalkula tkiya, because maybe we know sometimes the Baal Tokeya can't make the sounds as hard as he tries, nothing comes out, so therefore we don't want to make the bracha and then take the chance that nothing comes out. Well, if that's the reasoning, because of potential that he won't do it right, mikalkula tkiya, so then who says it should be any different by any other difficult to perform task? Yachi, afilu shchita, person shechs, maybe he's not going to shech properly. Bris mila, rachman al islam, maybe person not going to do the bris mila properly. So shchita mila nami, we should say, first do the shchita, first do the mila, and then when you know that you did it well, and it's not mekalkula, so then go make the bracha. So why should tkiya shofar be any different? So Gemara says, Taki, you're right. Elam Rav Chisa, that was a mistake. The Girsa that we had from the Beis Medrash of Rav was incorrect. The only exception to the rule is Chutz Minat Tvila Bilvad Itmar. That's what they really said, not Tvila and Shofar. It really only was Tvila. In fact, Shofar, you make it the Bracha, and then you blow the Shofar. And we have a riot to this. Tani Nami Hochi, the Brisa says exactly what they said in the Beis Medrash of Rav. Again, Amoraim didn't necessarily know every Brisa. Not all the Brisas were well codified or well known. And it says Befevish in the Brisa, Toval, after the person went and immersed himself in the mikvah, for Allah, and he comes out of the mikvah. Now, Bali also, when he concludes coming out of the mikvah, he makes the bracha, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mokhen, Mokhlam, Shek, Shem, Zav, Zivanu, Al HaTevila. That's the right way. Over Liasiyosin applies in all situations with the exception of Tevila. Now we finally go back and we quote the Mishnah where we said that you have to do the B'dikas Chometz L'or Haner. The B'dika is done best by candlelight. So again, the Gemara starts off and says, Minohani Mili, how do we know this, right? I think most people on their own would have said, better do with all the lights in the room turned on, better to do in the light of the day. You can find better. So the Gemara is going to show us Psukim to tell us that it should be done B'davka by candlelight. Again, it's all on a smachta because this is all a din d'rabbanon. And at the same time, we'll see that there are practical reasons, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that you can look better in the nooks and crannies. But right now we're looking for an asmachta for this concept that you can use a candle. So Amar Ruchista says, Lamadnu mitzia mi mitzia. We're going to learn now one pasuk where it says mitzia to another pasuk where it says mitzia. And then in the second pasuk where it says mitzia, mitzia mi chipush, it's going to tell us there to be chof, to be mechapes, to go and look for something, the bedika. And then in the third pasuk, v'chipus, v'chipus, we'll see the word chipus is used in one context, the word chipus is used in another context, and the word v'chipus is used mineros. We'll see it's connected to neros, and then the last pasuk, v'neros miner, and we'll see that neros, multiple candles, teach one candle as well. Now this is a complicated drasha, it's all in asmachta, and the Gemara explains what it is, each step of the way. The first statement that we said, from Rav Chisda, Mitzia mi Mitzia, it's two psukim that both have the words Mitzia in them. The first pasuk is Ksiv Hacha, it says, in regards to the Chametz, Shivas Yamim Sa'or Lo Yimotzei Bevatecha. It tells us the Lashon, Lo Yimotzei, Mitzia, you will not find in your house Chametz. And then it says, in another pasuk, Ksiv Hasam, Vayechapes Bagodol Hechel Uvakoton Kila. When Yosef is looking to see who stole his Gevia HaZohav, so he starts off with Reuven, goes with the oldest brother, he looks, goes through all the brothers until he finds by Binyamin, the youngest brother, by Katan Kila, he finishes off with the youngest one, by Yimotze, he finds his Gevia HaZohav. So we have the Lashon over here, by Yimotze. So we can make a connection between the Lo Yimotze, the Metzia that we find by Chametz, to the Metzia that we found by Yimotze, that we find by the Gevia HaZohav, by Binyamin. And in that pasuk, umitzia mechipus. That pasuk has vayichapes. So there in that pasuk, we connected already chipus and vayimotze. So mitzia mechipus didei in that same pasuk. Now we go to the next pasuk, vechipus mineris. We make a connection. In one pasuk, it says vayichapes. And then in another pasuk, it tells us vayichapes in regards to candles. Where does it say that? Tachsiv, boesahi, achapes es Yerushalayim baneros. So this pasuk from Sefania tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to do chipus with neros. Oh, so that's the connection. Now the neros are connected to chipus, which was connected to mitziah. And finally, the last pasuk, which we'll ask why. Once we have candles, why do we need to know a single candle? We'll ask that in a moment. The neiros miner, and multiple candles, we learn to a single candle. Because we have another pasuk that tells us, d'chsiv, now the gears that we have is ner Elokim, but the real pasuk is ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. And it says, chofes kol chadri boten. And it tells us this lashon of ner and chipus together here as well. So neiros, we learn out miner. Similarly, this was the statement that Rav Chisda made as an Amora. We have a Brisa that says the same thing. Tana de Rav Yishmael, they send the Bismillah of Rav Yishmael, the same exact Brisa. Leil Arbos or Botkin is a Chomets Loraner. Bedavka, you have to go and do the Bedikas Chomets on the night of the 14th, Yudal Nitzon, by the start of Yudal Nitzon, which is the night time, you have to do the Bedikas Chomets with Or HaNer. And how do we know this? Af Bishain Railadover, Zechladover, even though we don't have a real proof, we have an Asmachta to it from this long drasha that we just did. Shinemar, Shiva Sham Sar Lo Yimotze. Again, that's the first Mitzia. And then we have the Pasuk Yom HaVichapis B'Gadol HaKadun Kila. Chayimotze doesn't quote that extra word over here, but that was the Metziah to Metziah. And then within this pasuk, you had Metziah to Chippus. And then you had Omer, Baisa Yachape says Yerushalayim ben Neros. That's the connection between Chippus and Neros. And then, Beomer Ner, again, the gears that we have is Elohim, but it should be Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam Chofes. So that's the connection from Neros to Ner. So this exact drasha that Rav Chisda said was also found in a Braisa. Now the Gemara asks the question I alluded to before. My Omer, why did you need the last part telling me about the Ner when you had already candles? Why? Is it a big chiddush? Why do we need to have a single ner when you already taught me candles? Shmuel says, you might have thought, v'chitema, if you only had the last pasuk where it says, bo'ei sahi, achapis is yushalayim b'neiros, I would have said, the omar, that would be a kula. The omar, rachmana, when rachmana tells us, the Torah tells us, lo badikta lo b'yushalayim b'nahora da'avuka. The nafish nahora. Hashem says, I'm looking for your sins in yushalayim. That's what this pasuk is talking about. And I'll do you a favor. Lo badikna, the Kamar Rachman Hashem says, Lo badikna le Yerushalayim b'nahora davuka d'nafish nahora. I'm not going to go search for your sins using a huge torch, because then I'll find every little sin. Ella, what I'm going to do you is a favor. I'm going to do a cool over here. Ella b'nahora d'shraga, d'zuter nahora tfei. I'm going to take a little candle, and I'm going to search for your sins. So I may miss some of the little ones. I'll only catch the really big ones. Davun rabba mishtaka. I will find the large sins even with a small candle. However, I will not find the small sins using such a small candle. And therefore, you might have thought that this is a kula over here, and therefore we can't apply this to Bedikas Chametz. So therefore, Toshma, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Therefore, Hashem tells us that a single candle is acceptable. That's why we need the extra pasuk. Finally, we have a braisa that says a very similar idea. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Bodkin Loli Or HaChama. We don't do Bedikas Chametz by the light of the day. V'lo L'Or Lavana. We don't do it by moonlight. V'lo L'Or Havuka. We don't use a torch. Ella L'Or HaNer. We bedafka use the light of a single candle. We turn to the Omer Aleph. The reasoning for that is Mipnei She'Or HaNer Yofil L'Bedika. Because with a single candle, you can look very well into all the nooks and crannies. As the Gemara says, Rashi brings out the Kamei Farish Ma'ima Ayisam Yavuka. It's going to be that you can look well into nooks and crannies, little crevices. The Alav B'Shein Ra'elu Dovar Zechel Dovar. And again, we don't have a proof for this. In our Torah, we have an asmachta, and he goes through the series of psukim again. Then it says the pasuk of Omer be'esi yachapis yishlaim b'neiros, and then finally Omer ner Hashem nishmas odom chofes kol chadrei baten. With this, we conclude today's shiur.